Jack London, The Whale Tooth, narrated by Connor McLoone. It was in the early days in Fiji when John Starhurst arose in the mission house at Rewa Village and announced his intention of carrying the gospel throughout all Vitu Levu. Now Vitu Levu means the great land, it being the largest island in a group composed of many large islands, to say nothing of hundreds of small ones. Here and there on the coasts, living by the most precarious tenure, was a sprinkling of missionaries, traders, biche de mer fishers, and whale ship deserters. The smoke of the hot ovens arose under their windows, and the bodies of slain were dragged by their doors on the way to the feasting. The lotu, or the worship, was progressing slowly and often in crab-like fashion. Chiefs who announced themselves Christians and were welcomed into the body of the chapel had a distressing habit of backsliding in order to partake of the flesh of some favourite enemy. Eat or be eaten had been the law of the land, and eat or be eaten promised to remain the law of the land for a long time to come. There were chiefs such as Tanoa, Tukuvoso and Tukuala who had literally eaten hundreds of their fellow men. But among these gluttons, Ra Undre Undre ranked highest. Ra Undre Undre lived at Takiri. He kept a register of his gustatory exploits. A row of stones outside his house marked the bodies he had eaten. This row was 230 paces long, and the stones in it numbered 872. Each stone represented a body. The row of stones might have been longer had not Ra Undre Undre unfortunately received a spear in the small of the back in a bush skirmish on Somo Somo, and been served up on the table of Nugavali, whose mediocre string of stones numbered only 48. The hard-worked, fever-stricken missionaries stuck doggedly to their task, at times despairing, and looking forward for some special manifestation, some outburst of Pentecostal fire that would bring a glorious...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?